We're up to Siman Reis Tzadik Aleph Siv Gimel, and we'll be doing Gimel and Dalet. Siv Gimel. We learned about the Zmanim of Shalashudis, that you cannot be Yotze Shalashudis before the Zman Mincha, which is a half hour after Chatzos. And then there was a question of whether or not you're better off davening Mincha before it or after it. Siv Gimel and Nimshecha Sudis HaBoker at Shehigia Zman HaMincha. What happens if the Zman of the if the Suda went until the Zman Mincha? Yafsik hasuda v'yivarach birkas hamazon v'yitol yodav v'yivarach birkas hamotzi v'yisod. There's a simple etza. You can divide your morning meal into two. Meaning, if your morning meal, your suda shachris, has gone all the way to the zman of mincha, you can divide the meal in half and then have shalashudas. So what do? So your mafsik, your bench. You wash and say al natil sidayim again. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that you have to be mafsik with something. You can't just bench in the middle of the meal and start over again. You have to at least take a walk. Also, he says not to be darshan this barabim. He brings that if you do darshan barabim, people are going to end up splitting the morning meal, the suda shachris, even though it's before chatzos. Now, after all said and done, why is this not a bracha shen etzricha? The Torah says etzricha, so you can be mekayem shalashudas. Says the mechaber, v'nochen adover shimlo hoya olsekein, v'nochen adover shimlo hoya olsekein, me'achash nimshcha sudas abokra at olsesho, lo yochol lechol acharkach el achilagasa. What's so good about doing this is this way, you realize that by the time you have your shalashudis, it will not be achil gasa. Hago avol mishi deisha efshelo lechol achashi yispal mincha imat sibur loyasa sudas shlishis kodem mincha miyamasol yotza. Meaning, breaking up the meal you only do as a last resort, and if you know that you're going to have an appetite for eating a meal afterwards, don't break up the sudas shachris. And what you do is you wash for shalashudas and it's right time. Siv Talid, ain't sarach lekadosh besuda shlishis. One does not have to make kiddush in shalashudas. Why is that? They were makish the laila to the yom, just the yom to the laila. Just like by night there's a chiyuv of one kiddush, by day there's a chiyuv of one kiddush. Says the Rama. But you need lechem mishnah, because lechem mishnah we learn out of zecher laman, and that applies to all sudas. Hagavim so it harbe pam b'shabbos tzarach lechol suda beis kikris. Says the Ramal, let's say you have six meals on Shabbos, you have to have lechem mishnah in all six of them. V'lefachas lo yilo besuda shlishis pachas mikikar echad b'diyeved, you can wash on one kikar. Sholem, and it should be whole. Umizeh pashet haminig lohak and liftzoa besuda shlishis rak bekikar echad sholem. Avli yeshlach melikach shnayim. Now the union of why one may not have to have lechem mishnah for shalashudas is because in the mon, what people got was two amorim, which was enough for four kikris of lechem. They would eat one on erev Shabbos, one on Friday night, one Shabbos morning, one shalashudas. So by shalashudas, they didn't have two left. So some hold that there's no chiyuv of lechem mishnah, but lechatchila you certainly should have. Now the Mishnah Berurah also says that you're better off making a bar pri agafen during the meal to be yotze the day of the Rambam, who holds that every meal has to be nikba layayin. If you did not have wine for kiddush in the morning, then at least be mekadosh before shalashudas. What happens if someone has a shleima and a prusa, a whole challah and a little one, and a broken one? One that was started already. So the Mishnah Berurah says they should be both say on the shalim, even though what he's going to be left with is going to be a prusa for shalish is going to be a prusa from a lava malka. He's still better off doing that. Eat the shalim on Shabbos and eat the prusa from a lava malka. Now there's a shaila the Mishnah Berurah talks about where Erev Yontif is on Shabbos. Yontif is on Matzoy Shabbos. When do we eat Shalashudas? So Mi'ikra Din, until the 10th hour, until Shah Siris you're allowed to wash. Mi'ikar adin. So in that, there's no problem. Mishnah Brura holds that even after Shah Asiris, if you didn't eat yet, you have a chiv of Shalashudas. He holds that you should wash then, even though it's almost Yom Tov.